I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
Happy New Year.
20-year-old Angela Simoda had been stabbed 18 times in the chest, and 10 of the stab wounds had punctured her heart. Two stab wounds were so deep that they hit her spine. The stabs were so brutal that her chest had partially caved in and her heart was sitting on the outside of her chest. The medical examiner also determined that she had been raped. The police thought that this type of rage suggested the murder was personal. Also, there were no signs of forced entry or a break-in. So the police thought that Simoda most likely knew her killer and felt comfortable letting him into her apartment at that time of night. So the police started investigating the men in her life. Angela Simoda was an attractive young woman and she had lots of admirers. Her friends said that men would leave notes on her car. But the first person the police investigated was Ben McCall. They thought that his story was suspicious. By all accounts, Simoda was a smart woman. Why would she do something dumb like let a strange man into her apartment at that time of night? To the police, it seemed like McCall was giving them a fictional suspect. Plus, at the time, telephone records weren't kept the same way they are today.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
So the police couldn't confirm if Simoda called McCall. Another problem for the police was McCall's 911 call. They thought he was a bit too calm when he called. Once again, here's a clip of the actual phone call.
What's this officer?
My girlfriend called me, said there was a man in her apartment using the bathroom and the phone, and now I cannot get her to answer the phone. Her car is here and she won't answer the door,
They said he wasn't panicking and he didn't seem worried. The district attorney said he was mellow and feelingless. McCall was able to come into the condo with the officers, but he stayed in the living room while they searched it. When the officer told him that Simoda was dead, McCall didn't ask any questions, like how she died. This seemed unusual to the police. Many people would ask how their loved one was killed.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.
We have a great show today, but first, take a second to make sure you've subscribed to our show wherever you're listening to podcasts. It's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes. Thanks.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.